I was invited to speak about the impact of European Union ship recycling regulation. The Secretary General of IMO and the European Commissioner and some leading shipowners have already spoken from this podium. I owe nothing to them. I owe it to Sunil, and for Sunil, I must be brutally honest in my assessment. I got my PhD from my alma mater, Ivy League, SOI, Slums of India. Sunil was my neighbor who became a gas cutter. That could have been me. Sunil smuggled me on a pilgrim ship, overcrowded, where I heard prayers. Let this be the last voyage of my life on this earth. Three years ago, I jumped in this end of life of ships business in full faith that EUSRR must have an incredibly transformative impact across the industry, across the world. EUSRR, the spirit of the law, was Brussels effect, not protectionism, to set higher bar, to raise global standards, and also to lead by example. But I don't see a single facility in Europe as a result of EUSRR. So much for setting an example. If EU wants to fake capacity, it's comical. At least it should do that in some style. But it is tragic that results in overcrowding in Aliaga, Turkey. Impact? Yes, there are consequences, accidents and deaths. EUSRR, letter of the law, euphemism, landing in Aliaga, in Turkey. Is that not beaching? It's semantics. How do you define pornography? You know it when you see it. Beach is a beach is a beach, whether in Pakistan or in India or Aliaga, Turkey. In my mother tongue, we say, pinch your nose, your mouth opens to breathe. Try that at home. That's the case with capacity and Aliaga, Turkey. Is it healthy? Is it necessary to breathe through your mouth? A ship becomes no ship in scrapping. So, per definition, IMO cannot cover all jurisdictions inland and so on. WTO, OECD, Basel, waste management regulations, and who enforces, who not, who ratifies, who not. Our European high-mindedness, the fear of the unknown, what I call, creates the regs maze, regulation maze, creates paranoia, where selling ships to us stalls because of undue fear of exposure or exploitation by EEC. Result, only stupid mice get trapped in the regs maze. Smart ones reflag or sell it for what's called further trading. Tom and Jerry, cat and mouse, goes on and on. A major ship owner of high repute, talking to us, reflagged, changed the flag from European flag of a single ship out of his large fleet, scrapped on the beach in a yard not listed by the EU in broad daylight. It was canary in the mine. Survived. So there you go. No EU SRR boogeyman. Dear the members of Shipowners Association, fearless of the EU SRR toy gun. I was myself going to buy a Norwegian, a European flagship, myself, to recycle in Ashley, Bahrain. Dry docks with way, way, way higher standards than any EU list yard, including our green steel dovetailed processing. Yes, but if I did that, I would go to jail. So, if I assumed EU SRR is good, the premise, I take the ship to a place with higher than EU SRR standards, I go to jail. What's up? Therefore, reductio ad absurdum. My assumption was fallacious. Aliaga Turkey became the go-to place. Overcrowded, standards deteriorated, malpractices increased. Why? Because of holy OECD, EU SRR, and so on. I asked, Turkey itself doesn't have on par Turkey SRR. EU Commission wrote to me long ago, yes, there is a draft for the Turkey SRR for the parliament in Ankara too. Whatever, another nothing burger. That's the impact. Wow. EU whitelist yards, several have the certificate hanging like yet another shiny medal on an army general's chest who has never ever seen a war. They haven't recycled a single ship, but for the capacity, it adds up. EU SRR wording blocks innovation. Impermeable floor, intertidal zone, neologism. And there goes a bunch of freeloaders, consultants, experts, lawyers, just trying to see how not to say no or yes to a facility. Virtue signaling. Look, we Europeans, high-minded, we EUSRR, we better. Demonizing ship owners and their staff, financiers, taking pot shots from safe spots. Then there is waiting for the Torah itself from the Moses. Bilateral agreement with India, which is not even a nothing burger. Lawyers, freeloaders, media scoops, all those involved in those soaps may benefit, not the environment, nor the workers. Is there anything better EUSRR could do? People ask me, Uday, is there anything? Yes, follow the money. Billions of dollars are offset against corporate tax with tonnage tax systems, just in box trades. So, they do not fly national flags because of any patriotism, but for pragmatic tonnage tax regimes. So create a Robin Hood fund. When you exit a flag, corporations should be allowed to do so freely by paying a small percentage of accrued tax savings in a Robin Hood fund to invest in upgrading facilities all around the world. Several ships will then actually maintain and may even move more ships under EU flags from the FOCs. I call it curling, like in the ice game. Not Aesop's carrots and sticks, which makes everybody behave like donkeys. Also, the impact has been watching yards in Alang still not on the EU list after having spent so much of time and energy and effort to get on the EU list. Bangladesh yards say it's stupid to waste time and money on EUSRR. Just ignore it. Well, when you don't make toilets with capacity and only shoot with EUSRR those who do it on the beaches, well, the impact has been more news cycles and talk shop conferences at best.